now it's time for Papa Crockett's Tales of Terror.
All right, this Halloween week is truly scary because we have my father on the line telling tales of terror, true horror stories that happened to him in his life. And my father is on the phone, and he's going to share what I always thought was the scariest story, the hearse.
Yeah, and in fact, yesterday I was driving in the country at night, and I was thinking about this, and it got a little eerie to me also.
So this story you swear is true?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. This happened back when I was in high school, and it was me and my best friend, Fuzzy. In fact, you and your brother still call him Uncle Fuzzy today, and he's still my best friend.
So you guys are in high school. What year is this?
This is like 1967.
1967, okay. And you guys are coming from where?
We're coming from our town in Haddon Heights. And what happened, a friend moved away. And he moved out into the country on the border of the Pine Barren. So it was a Friday night, and we decided we were going to go visit. Now, I know people are saying, oh, Fuzzy, what kind of guy is this? Fuzzy is probably the smartest man I know. He's been a lawyer, he's been a judge, and he's currently a justice for the Supreme Court in the state of New Jersey. And if you ask him about this story, he's going to tell it exactly as I'm telling it now.
So what happens?
All right, we're driving out. It's Friday night. Had a nice night. We're driving along, having a good time. We get into the development where this guy leaves, and we make a left in it. I don't know, we make a left or turn right. We pass by, and there's a hearse sitting on the side of the road. We don't think anything of it because we had a friend who had bought an old hearse. So we said, oh, look at that hearse. So we drive by, we go to this guy's house, we ring on the doorbell, and nobody's home. So we said, okay, I guess we'll go back to town and just hang out. So we turn around, we're coming back out, we pass the hearse, and its lights come on and comes in behind us. We make a couple turns, we get to this main back road, and we make a right, and the hearse comes in behind us. I said, Buzz, this is kind of giving me the creeps. Lose this guy. So now he's got a brand new Buick Riviera with a big engine. So this car moves, floors it, and we speed off, and we can see the headlights slowly going farther away, and they disappear behind us. I said, good, we lost. We come up a little further, and there's a stop sign. We stop at the stop sign, and Fuzzy screams, oh, look! And I said, what's the matter? I look in the rearview mirror. There's the hearse sitting, stopped, right behind us. How he got there, we don't know. I said, oh, this is creepy. Lose him. Again, another stop sign, same thing. Lose him in the taillight. Now, as soon as we stop, he looks in the rearview mirror, and I turn around, and that hearse is sitting there behind us again. Not moving. Do this a third time. Third time, same thing happens. The next time, we keep on going. Now we're coming to a highway, so we don't stop. Even though we were supposed to, we get on the highway and we're going. We pass some cars. We get out, and now we've got to go into the interstate. So we go up, get onto the interstate, and we stop on the bridge overward, and there's the hearse slowly going by. We lost him. He missed us. We're looking at each other. We're scared to death. I said, Fuzz, I think we were in an accident and we're dead. He said, oh, you might be right. We said, what are we going to do? So he said, let's go back to my house, but don't say a word to nobody, because if we call, they're not going to answer us because we're not here. Let's see if they recognize us. So we go in and we walk in, we sit down. Don't say nothing to anyone. And finally, my parents had friends over, and this guy turns to us and says, what are you guys acting so weird for? Oh, we had a sigh of relief, jumping up and down, hugging each other. They're saying, what are you guys, crazy? What's wrong? We were just relieved because we beat death. That hearse was looking for us.
Do you think if it would have found you the last time, it would have been all over?
Yeah, we really do. Or if we talked first, we think it would have been over.
Did you ever see the hearse again?
Never. Never saw it again.
And you mentioned the Pine Barrens, and the Pine Barrens is where we're going to end on Thursday.
Yeah, that's another story. That's where the Jersey Devil lives.